Well, it's a very nice conversation, my friend. If there's anything we can ever do for you, obviously you can contact Logan or Shawnee or myself anytime. And
Yeah, I'm excited to for the next couple of months to see what you guys are going to be kind of creating and sharing and kind of evolving into obviously the next step of AccuTrade. I'm
sure.
pretty
Let me ask you a question slash favor. Would you be willing to do an interview to be on the Canadian AccuTrade site
Yeah.
as a testimonial, basically?
Yeah, no
Okay.
sweat.
So I think we'll have somebody reach out sometime soon. Our new site is going out again. It's going to be about 3 weeks out, and when it does, we'd like to have some success stories with people that are genuinely getting a significant benefit from what we built. I'd greatly appreciate that if you were able to do it. We're not asking you to say anything that isn't true or exaggerate or do whatever, but basically,
My phone's always open for conversations, and I'm not a bullshitter. I call a spade. I wouldn't be saying this stuff to you guys if it wasn't working. And I was completely honest with V Auto when I had to pretty much fire them. I ended up having to do three different. I felt like I was at with the regional manager, and then after they couldn't get me to stay on, I went to the national manager. Then I was ended up in a meeting with someone that did the North American V Auto, and it just I call it the way I see it, and I would never lie or exaggerate or anything, and we've had great success with this, and I don't mind giving feedback.
I appreciate it, my friend.
Yeah,
It's
and
a
like I said, I switched our we had what we got? We got Toyota, Lexus, Volkswagen, and Mitsubishi in St. John. Our owner has a hand in all of them, and we've switched all of them over, and everyone seems to be doing successful and not, burying themselves in cars, and the numbers are right, and everyone's selling. So
That's good.
I tell everyone that I know that if you don't at least give this thing a try, you're not looking to improve your business.
Have you had any conversation with your trade rev rep?
Yeah, I daily.
And what kind of feedback do they give you when you say what your process is using our tool and pushing to theirs?
Surprised. And then this was more so at the beginning of me using TradeRev because I've been so successful with TradeRev now that they don't really question it. They're excited about it, and I tell them, tell everyone that they always say, "Oh yeah, just look on your V Auto." And I tell them, I say, "Listen, V Auto to me is like eBlock to TradeRev. It's a competition, and I have picked one over the other, and I'm faithful to one over the other." So when someone says, when I'm talking to a TradeRev rep and someone says eBlock, they always get a weird look in their face. Well, the same look is on my face when someone says V Auto, and I look at them and I say, "You're friggin' out to lunch if you're still on the V Auto train."
That's interesting. So you find in your vicinity that trade rev is much better than eBlock, eh?
It's weird, to be honest with you. It's super weird, Bobby. I get more results on TradeRev. I sell more units. It's less hassle. It's
So
instantaneous.
when you say hassle, them calling you back, would you take 200 more? Would you give 600
No,
less and all that?
not so much that. It's more when I post they only run their auctions like Tuesdays and Thursdays, where TradeRev is every hour of the day. And it's just more instantaneously. I've built more of a connection with my reps with TradeRev rather than eBlock. They treat me better. I trust them more, and they
How do you
want
do
to.
with arbitration on TradeRev, friend?
So I've been arbitrated a bunch of times, never had to pay anything, because for one, I disclose every single scratch, nook, and cranny. I don't cheap out or try to hide something. I show what it is. And then vice versa, when I buy something, I have arbitrated a few things, and it just you make a claim the day it comes in. I do a nice walk around, and if something is, I did find out recently that if it's not over $750 worth of damage or repair, that it's not arbitratable. So if it comes in and it's got a couple scratches and dings that I didn't see on it, I go, "Oh, well, it is what it is. That's what you get for buying online." But if it comes in with, a panel missing or no tires or something extreme like that, I just make a claim, and they've been pretty good with it so far.